This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile and time for a checkup. And good to have Dr. Cindy Gibson back in studio from Alta Point. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And we're talking today about, you were talking about the crisis outreach that y'all do with Alta Point, but now physically manifested in a van, a crisis van. What is this?
Yeah, we're really excited about this. So the company that does our electronic health record has created these vans that are basically mobile clinics. And so right now, since 2012, the crisis team has gone out in their personal vehicles. And so if they want to give somebody a shot, they've got to go find a bathroom if they're on the street or go into their home and do that. And these vans are huge on the inside, and they're basically like a clinic on wheels. And clinicians have access to the mobile or the electronic health record immediately and can connect to a physician through telehealth while they're in there. It's amazing.
Yeah, and the telehealth thing was cool too, about the iPads we had talked about in the past. Yeah. Using it, but now this is a physical structure around that connectivity.
Correct.
So, okay. So to describe, like, what kind of mental health crisis would the van be called to? Like, give me an example to help me understand.
So our crisis team often gets called out when a family member sees their loved one has not been on medication for a while and might be very symptomatic, and they may want to get them into voluntary treatment but don't know how themselves. And so the crisis team will go out, encourage them to come in, and transport them in oftentimes.
Okay. So and with this van, the people operating the van, are the new folks or same folks with Alta Point before? Like, who's in the van?
Same folks. Our crisis team that has been with us for years. They work almost 24/7. We have a brief period of non-coverage early in the morning when there's not a lot of business. But the rest of the time, it's therapists, bachelor's level clinicians, nurses, people with lived experience.
So, I mean, these would be the same people, Dr. Gibson, that they would be seeing if they were physically at Alta Point.
Correct.
Okay, so it's not like somebody who is going to then take them, because the van is the clinic, there's a clinician, it's all done there. So when that person finishes, they may go back into the home and the van goes off to another call.
Right. We may pull up in their front yard instead of having to go into a home where television's going, five mm-hmm. other family members are in there. We're now able to have that person come out, sit in this van, and de-escalate from whatever that crisis is. And it may just be that they need to step outside of that house for a few minutes and calm down and get a different perspective on whatever the crisis may be. But then also,
but then they're home when they feel better. They're
right here. Yeah. Let's open the door and you're right back.
You're home.
You know, you don't have to go anywhere. Or we can bring an injection out to them, give that injection inside of the van. You know, we do a lot of street outreach, a lot of homeless outreach. And so, you know, it's difficult when you have to give somebody an injection in public. You have to find a spot.
Right.
And so now you can do that inside of this van.
And it probably, yeah. So, and it would keep you, if you did have to, like, take that person from the street and take them to a hospital or something, it saves that trip.
Absolutely.
So looking ahead, how do you see the mobile crisis services evolving, expanding, like what y'all are doing now, and where do you see it going?
Well, I think this pairs well with what we're doing most recently with the iPads, and that's getting them into the hands of those high utilizers of emergency services. And so if we've got a nurse in that van and we can prevent somebody from going to an ER for a non-medical issue or even a minor medical issue, then that saves taxpayers millions of dollars a year in unnecessary transports. You think every time, you know, there's a 911 call, you get police, fire, EMS out there. That's a lot of personnel.
Well, we had stats a few months ago came out, Dr. Gibson, that was, I don't even have the numbers in front of me, but the number of calls for ambulance transports for and the same people over
yes.
and over again. I mean, it was billions and millions of dollars in
yeah.
a year.
It really is. So it was about 47 people, and 37 of them have a mental health nexus. And those people accounted for $1 million in 8 months of calls.
Okay, that's the story I was talking about. So you know it off the top of your head. Once again, so how many people are we talking about?
40? About 47. And some of them are elderly people who fall a lot, but the bulk of them have a mental health issue. And
they accounted for, I mean, I remember looking at one of the cases, they didn't tell you who it was, obviously, but like one person accounted for, I think they called
over
for an ambulance.
Twice a day.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Twice a day ambulance call.
Yes. And it's really, for that person, it's about connection. So having that iPad, having this van come out to their home, hopefully fills that connection for them. And that constant fear that something is medically wrong when we can have a nurse go out.
So you come out to the place and say, no, you're fine, versus that having to happen at a crowded emergency room at a hospital.
Right. We've got all the equipment in the van. We were able to check blood pressure, heart rate, pulse oxygen, temperature, all that, and say, you know, you're okay. Let's just, you know, stay here and not waste time in an emergency department.
This is pretty innovative. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. So if somebody listening to us is worried about a loved one, we're talking about this, what steps should they take to get help? Like, okay, the episode's going on right now. What, step one, what do we do?
Call the crisis line for AltaPoint, and that's 450-2211.
And y'all can Google that. I mean, if you don't have it, like people, I don't remember that. If you Google it, it comes up quickly.
Right. And then there's 988, of course, but 450-2211. Easy peasy, just ask for the crisis response team and we'll get somebody out.
Okay. This is innovative. First it was the iPad, so I was like, oh, that's an eye opener, and now we're looking at this with the van as well. Dr. Gibson, thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.